Now could you not stand up to Menelaus? You'd find out what a fighting man he is, whose flower-like wife you hold. No charm would come of harping then, or Aphrodite's favors, the clean-limbed body and the flowing hair, when you lay down to make love to the dust. What slaves these Trojans are! If not, long since you might have worn a shirt of cobblestones for all the wrong you've done. The beautiful prince Alexandros replied to him, "Aye, Hector, this harshness is no more than just. Remember, though, your spirit's like an axe-edge, whetted sharp, that goes through timber when a good shipwright hews out a beam. The tool triples his power. That is the way your heart is in your breast. My own gifts are from pale gold Aphrodite. Do not taunt me for them. Glorious things the gods bestow are not to be despised, being as the gods will. Wishing will not bring them. Now, if what you want from me is fighting, make all the other Trojans and Achaeans down their arms. Let Menelaus alone and me between the lines in single combat, duel for Helen and the Spartan gold. Whoever gets the upper hand in this shall take the treasure and the woman home. Let the rest part as friends. Let all take oath that you may live in peace in Troy's rich land while they make sail for Argos and its pastures and the land of lovely womankind, Achaea." Listening, Hector felt his heart grow lighter. And down the Trojan's center, with his lance held up mid-haft, he drove, calling, "Battalions, halt!" till he brought them to a stand at ease. The long-haired Achaean soldiers bent their bows, aiming with arrows and with stones. But high and clear they heard a shout from Agamemnon, "Hold on, Argives! Men, don't shoot! This means he has in mind some proclamation. Hector, there, in the flashing helmet!" Archers lowered their bows, and all fell silent now, as Hector to both armies made appeal. "Hear me, Trojans! Achaeans under arms, hear the proposal of Alexandros, because of whom this quarrel began. He asks all other Trojans and Achaean soldiers to put their arms aside upon the ground, while he and Menelaus fight it out between the lines alone for Helen and her Spartan gold, the winner to take the treasure home and take the woman, the rest, with solemn oaths, to part as friends.